Texte numéro 61. My Ticket Out. The Indian village where every family has an engineer. He had tossed and turned all night. When he finally got out of bed at 4 a.m, Anand Kumar realized his parents had too. The 17-year-old was confident he had worked hard for his exam, the Joint Entrance Exam, JEE, which is the ticket to India's finest engineering institutions. But the anxiety was undeniable. Huddled together in their living room last week, the family sat refreshing the JEE homepage repeatedly on two smartphones as they waited for the results to be uploaded. The site crashed several times before Anand could check his ranking, 370 out of the 150,000 students who sat the exam across India. Elated, he touched his father's feet and held his mother tight as tears streamed down her cheeks. His parents, who were both casual daily workers at a power loom in the neighbourhood, had taken the day off. Wearing the village's more usual attire, a lungi and vest, his father hovered. It was an important day for Dio Kumar, who himself dropped out of school at primary level. "I am happy that my son will be able to have a life I could not have even imagined," he says, before his voice was drowned in the clatter of the looms as the working day began. Anand is among 16 students from Patwatoli who have done well in the JEE this year. In the last two decades, almost 250 boys and girls from this small village have cracked the JEE to make it to the coveted Indian Institutes of Technology, IITs. For a village of fewer than 1,500 households, the number is unusually high, even considering that more than half of the admissions are sought via reservation, an affirmative action process for castes that have historically been discriminated against. Every family in Patwatoli has someone who is either a student or a graduate of IIT. The young men and women from this community of weavers pull off this feat against remarkable odds. Many take loans or spend their life savings to send their children to special coaching classes to prepare for the JEE. Navneet Kunar spent 2 years in Kota, 1,000 kilometres away from home. Tushar Kumar secured a scholarship at a popular coaching institute in Delhi. Only a handful of students own a laptop, but acing one of India's most competitive academic tests remains the best way to leave a life of poverty. A graduate from one of the technology institutes can expect a salary upwards of around £16,000, 12 times India's per capita income. Several engineers from Patwatoli are employed with top Indian, US, UK and international companies. Adapted from TheGuardian.com, October 2020.